This segment will be brought to you by, we'll do DMOS, helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. You can look up to DMOS.com, or you could email, or you could give a call, 515-224-1414, for an appointment. You don't need an appointment, but if you go to DMOS.com, you can see what wait times are in Ankeny and in West Des Moines. No appointment needed. And you can see wait time, so you can sit in the parking lot and have your name in, and they'll take care of you. They'll take care of all your foot, ankle, hand, upper extremity, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, trauma, sport med, urgent injury, all of those. It's not just for sports people. It's for everybody. If you're out and you're raking and you hurt your back, or you slip and fall, or you twist your ankle, check it out. Go in. Take care of him. Great doctors, great staff. And you'll get the best care. Once again, DMOS, Des Moines Orthopedic. Whew. From the sounds of things, because I had a couple of friends that went up to Ankeny. Ankeny was bursting at the seams this weekend. Crazy time up there. So yep. pretty fun time. Okay, so we are going to do the bottom four teams. We decided through break in the NFC from standings from last year. We'll just kind of do a brief thing. So let's start. We'll start with the Carolina Panthers, Scott. Do you think the Carolina Panthers will be better or worse than their 5-12 record last year?
Better.
And is the sole reason they're better is because they don't have a blood engulfing, rip it out of your heart coach anymore who was horrible?
That's a large part of it.
Now, so I guess as always, the first question is going to pop up is it Baker Mayfield or is it Sam Darnold? Who wins that job?
Oh, Baker Mayfield all day long.
See, I think so too. The one thing I'll give Sam Darnold is when Christian McCaffrey was there, they were 3-1. They were 3-0. Then they lost an overtime game, so they were 3-1. And then Christian McCaffrey got hurt in that game, and it was never the same. I guess that was really bad of me since I said the Carolina Panthers and Urban Meyer was with the Jacksonville Jaguars. So yes. Take that back. I had a different thought in my mind. So, really funny thing with the Carolina Panthers. And think about that because I need to click here.
With Baker going there, whether he has the talent to do it or not, I think he's really got something that he thinks he needs to prove. I mean, it's...
And I think that's good for Baker that he has something that he needs to prove.
I think the... how do I say this? The gore of stench of the team they were last year. It's enough things I think have been renewed that it should be, you know, these guys are still professionals. I think they
had games where they were pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, they played well. I don't understand, you know, how, so it kind of comes down to, so this is the part, I just totally went the wrong direction there. Matt Rhule. I think Matt Rhule is a good coach. When he was at Baylor, yeah. I mean, Baylor was a really, really good football team. He brought them out of the very deep, deep, deep down. But there were times last year that I think that they lost their soul a little bit. They didn't finish games or they didn't start games well. Right. So either they were up and then they couldn't finish, or they were down two scores right away, and it really affected them. They have talent. There's talent on that team. Mm-hmm. They're in a division with. Hold on a second here. Got to get back.
There you go. Got to get to the right place.
Got to get back to my spot. They are in a division with the Atlanta Falcons, the New Orleans Saints, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's not going to be easy with Tampa Bay and New Orleans, especially with Tampa Bay. it's going to be quarterback driven, and it's going to be Christian McCaffrey. Can he stay healthy? He has not been able to stay healthy. And the thing that they're trying to tell him, and this has been Christian McCaffrey since the bowl game against the Hawkeyes, he wants to run over people. He wants to knock people over. Get out of bounds.
I agree.
Go somewhere else. I mean, that is a difficult situation to be in. And this is a very important year for them. I do not think if they don't have a better record or closer to 500, I don't think he survives. So
you've got Washington, New England, and Buffalo for the preseason, and this is what I love. On September 11th, they're opening
against Cleveland.
It's against Cleveland, their opening game. That's going to be a must.
Where's that
see.
Game at?
I thought it was Bank of America Stadium. So that's going to be in Carolina.
That makes it a little better. Baker going back to Cleveland. I you know what? I don't know what kind of reception do you think he gets it when he goes back to Cleveland. I think the Cleveland Browns fan like Baker Mayfield. I think that they think he's been wronged. And I think that they had a hard time with him, but who they brought in to replace him with all the baggage and how they kind of booted him
still
out.
Still nothing on that.
No,
it
seems weird to me.
Yeah. But no, I don't think he's going to get booed off the field. I think that he's going to get I do think there's a certain faction that does think that he was wrong, but I also know that he had some of the most built-up talent on his team, and he wasn't able to get up over the hump.
Yeah. And the thing that hurt him the most was he did the one thing that a lot of retired football players tell these guys not to do, and they still do it because they don't know any better. You don't play hurt in the NFL,
right?
Because it just gets worse.
Yeah.
And Baker couldn't, yeah. he couldn't get through that.
You can't just rub dirt and go.
No. Okay, so next up is Dan Campbell and his Detroit Lions.
I wish the best for.
I think Dan Campbell's hilarious. I think he's got it going. They didn't have a ton of talent. They were in a lot of games. They were 3-13.
But here,
they play in it. They play with the Bears. They play with the Vikings.
Here's depth chart at quarterback: Jared Goff, David Blow, and Tim Boyle.
Yeah. It's not good.
Yikes. Like I said, I wish him the best. I really do.
You know what? And they upgraded their talent. They did a lot of things. Draft picks. They had a good draft. It just gets down to a point where they have been so bad for so long and never had – they've been rudderless for so long.
Right.
That I don't know they know how to correct it. But, you know, they got
What was it, the Matt McMillan years?
Yep, they got Aiden Hutchinson from Michigan. They get a hometown kid. They went
up – PJ Hockenson at tight end.
Yep,
I mean,
they came back and got Jameson Williams from Alabama, who was hurt, but they took him. They got Josh Pascal from Kentucky, who's good. They had a great draft. They have talent, and they have a coach that cares. It's sometimes you can't get over the stigma of what you are.
Right.
And they have a stigma.
I think you and I know it well. You have to change the culture. You
Absolutely.
Have to change the mindset.
And people made fun of Dan Campbell on like his press conferences, and we're going to bite people's knees, and you know, he said all that, but
he always looks cold. His nose is so red.
Yeah, he always had the same. I mean, he was the same all year, even though they were losing games. They didn't lose games by as much as they did before.
Right.
I don't know. I think they have a shot. I don't think they can get to 500, except for the fact, and this is what people get mad at me because I always bring this up. The reason that Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay has been so good for so long is they have 6 wins in their division
right.
every year. I mean, the Bears have not been good. Nope. The Detroit Lions have not been good. I mean,
we don't know what Minnesota's going to put out there.
Minnesota hasn't been good.
I mean,
good.
I mean, obviously, just because of the Aaron Rodgers aspect of the NFC North is that they're to me, the clear cut leader. But I think there could be one of the other three that all of a sudden rises up this year.
Yeah, it's, you know, like I said, they have talent. It's not a lack of skill players.
Right.
DeAndre Swift is good. They have Amon-Ra St. Brown. They have DJ Shark. They have their rookies going to be there. TJ Hockenson. They don't have a bad offensive line. They have Penei Sewell, who was like third in Rookie of the Year last year, the big tackle from Oregon. On defense, they're a lot better on defense than what they were. Adding Aiden Hutchinson, what a motor that dude has. So I just,
you're not looking at the variables going, you know what, okay, this, they're my in the running for number two. It goes Green Bay, and then it's gray.
And because I think they can beat Minnesota at home. I think Chicago is going to have to go. It's like your change of scenery from coaches in Miami is going to be easier than the change of coaches in Chicago.
Yes.
Because Miami has more skill players, and they have skill players all over the place.
Right.
Chicago does not. So like they don't have that same outlook as you do as a Dolphins fan. And Green Bay, his security blanket's gone. What's Aaron Rodgers going to do? And how much is Aaron Rodgers? I mean, one Super Bowl.
No, Brett Favre, one Super Bowl.
I mean, you know, it seems like there's such a big divide between them, but he's lost a lot of games to get to the Super Bowl. So I don't know. I think Detroit's going to be okay. New York Giants.
Mm.
You think of the New York Giants, what's the first thing you think of?
Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah. So
sorry.
The New York Giants right now.
Saquon Barkley.
Right. And I do too. And the second part is, you had a whole lot of quarterbacks that you could have taken, and you took Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And now, after this year, you got to pay him. And you've already paid him a pretty handsome sum. And they haven't – you can see this, right? Teams that don't have stable from owner to general manager,
right,
to coaches – don't win in the NFL.
Right.
Even with talent, they don't win consistently. Those teams that have those win. And if they're down, they're only down for a little bit.
I do know they have a coach. His first name is Brian.
Yeah. Brian Daboll.
There you go.
Daboll.
What do you think, though? I mean, did they do the right moves? Did they, I mean, hiring the new coach is...
Yeah.
What...
So we said the same thing. Saquon Barkley has to stay healthy. Yeah, Saquon Barkley and Christian McCaffrey are the same guys.
Yes.
Unbelievably.
Same cogs in the machine.
Yep. And play the same. Mm-hmm. They both like running over people.
Yep.
Get out of bounds. Fall down. I mean,
Not everyone is Derrick Henry.
No. And they need them on the field. Daniel Jones with Saquon Barkley is much better than Daniel Jones without Saquon Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
Can Brian Daboll make Daniel Jones into Josh Allen? Probably not. Doesn't have the same attributes.
Right.
It's going to be tough. Their thing is beforehand too, discrepancy at the top. Oh, we have an offensive line problem. Okay, well, we don't want to draft offensive linemen, so we're just going to try to find people's other offensive linemen and just pay them a ton of money, and it's failed after fail after fail after fail, and you lose all this money, and you're not any better. And,
oh, we know that name 6 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, that type of deal.
So it's another team that has has some holes, but has talent. There's talent on the team, and they were in a lot of games, and they're in a division where you know, you just don't, you know, you got to beat the Cowboys, you got to beat the Redskins. It's not easy.
No.
I mean, those are Washington is a dumpster fire, but man, there's a lot of talent in that dumpster. Their dumpster fire is from above the coaching and up is where their dumpster fire is. And Philadelphia Philadelphia is not going to be any easy games either.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the Giants could be in some trouble as well. So we did the Giants, we did the Lions, so we did the Panthers. Now we're at the Seattle Seahawks. And you know my feeling on the Seattle Seahawks was if Paul Allen was still alive and not his family running it, who doesn't want to run a football team, and I had to choose between Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll. I would have chosen Russell Wilson, and they chose Pete Carroll, so you now have Geno Smith. And who did I say? Geno Smith.
Geno Smith, Drew Locke, yeah. Jacob Eason.
Yep. Not good. That is not what you're looking
for. They
have
Geno in the starting position, Drew Locke as the second on the depth chart listed. Yikes.
Yikes is right. I feel sorry for your Washington people. 7-10, I don't think they can get there. I don't think they can duplicate what they did last year. So it's going to be interesting. Not a lot of talent, and the talent they do have, they spend a lot of money. And that's not a good way. You're listening to Steen on Sports. Scotty's in here. I am in here. We got two more segments. We'll be right back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101. Off Limits. Join the conversation now on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Tuesday. If you're heading on I-80 West.
By Van Meter,
you may want to go somewhere else.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
That's been a couple of breaks now that they've been saying the same thing. So we're usually pretty up to date on that. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter. My partner Scott's in here today.
Greetings.
He's at ScottBrower_13. A little Dan Marino love. I am at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ for this radio station. It is Tuesday. Twins and Brewers one game. A lot of National League, American League one game series tonight. So it must be a traveling day. So a lot of these people are doing that. Then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, huge. It is Twins and White Sox, and let me give you an idea why it is so huge, because I've got standings right here, right now, and in the Central Division in the American League, the Minnesota Twins lead the Cleveland Guardians by 3.5 and the Chicago White Sox by 6. And you're talking 4 games on your home field. That's a quick way to open up a lead or a quick way to see one go away. You know, it's kind of, what else do I, oh, I got, let's see. I've done that one. I've done that one. Let's do Heritage Building Maintenance, founded in the Midwest. 2011, provided quality health-centric building maintenance. They believe the cleaning industry should provide the first line of defense and proper health care. They're always looking for the right process to provide the highest quality, safest, and most healthy environment for your employees or tenants of your building. Here's the crazy thing about that is they're always looking for something better, right? They come out, they how to treat and affect areas where people
high contact areas,
they're always trying to find stuff. They are also a certified partner in science proven microbial control, the state of the art protection to keep the environments safer and more healthy for your occupants as well. That's where that microbial comes in, because it's a funny thing. So this is how I always thought about it, is it's like a bacteria, but it's a cleaning bacteria that goes and acts like a bacteria and fights the bacteria to get it away. Mm-hmm. Really funny thing. Mm-hmm. And it works. And it works in touch point areas, not in widespread areas, but in areas, door handles, keyboards, chair handle. I mean, just things that you touch.
Handrails.
All the time. It's amazing, because if you took a video of yourself throughout the day, you'll be amazed at how many times your hand touch your nose, your lips, your mouth, your head, a lot. You just don't realize it, and it happens a lot. So there you go, Heritage Building Maintenance.
As I sit here with my hand on my face.
Yes. once again, we have Monte Morris.
At the iCubs tomorrow night.
He's there tomorrow night. Thor and Spider-Man are Thursday night. Of course, Friday is firework night. And they have some, you know, the ride your bike and all kinds of things going on at the iCubs. You're right. So it's so much fun to have Randy in here, because you know how much I love to talk about baseball, but I don't like to talk about like today's baseball. I like to talk about
you do. You get kind of, hey, remember that one time? Yes. And then he was on the third base,
I also try to do the same thing with Randy sometimes that I do with you. I try to think, okay, I have to give him a couple just to see what he does.
Oh, you try to make him uncomfortable?
Yeah. So yesterday I hit, you know, how big a deal is it for the iCubs, Chicago Cubs, or just any minor league player or any major league player who's gone up and down and up and down, that Ian Happ is an all-star? And he had a great response. You know, that's just who Ian is. Ian has always had the talent to do it. He's just never had a position that someone gave him and let him go. He's always, that guy got hurt. What can we do? Ian.
Yeah, let's move him here. Let's put him over here.
Oh, man, our third baseman's going to go on the injured reserve. Who? Ian.
Yeah.
Second base. What do we do? Ian.
Right.
First base. Schwarber hurt. What are we going to do? Ian. That's.
Did you say Schwarber on first base?
Well, before. Time ago. Right. When he was a Cubby. Right. You had to play him somewhere.
Right. Left field. Lots of times left field. Behind the plate.
And
Rizzo first.
Yes. And that's the other thing. That's the thing that Ian Happ does, though. He can play everywhere. Right. And he's a great person to have on your team. But I thought it was pretty cool that he made the All-Star team. But it's just, I like when he answers questions, because his brain is just,
right,
it's just going, and he takes it to different places that I don't even think about. I didn't think I could get that kind of answer, because I didn't know that kind of answer existed.
Well,
I was looking for an answer.
Yeah, you baited and lit a fuse for, hey, real quick, when you come back, I'm going to ask you if old managers can still manage. And see you next week.
Yes.
That'd be a good one. Like I said, his responses are not, I would say, off the knee, if you will. I mean, he's going to give you
he's going to give you an honest thing. And a lot of his stuff, how come the iCubs, could the iCubs have a better record? Well, when the Chicago Cubs pitching staffs have been in trouble, they've had to pull up all of our goods. So our guys never get contingency. That one's sour too. That one need vodka too.
That one needs that bubbly.
What's that?
Bubbly bounce.
Bubbly. Michael Bublé.
Holy Moses.
Michael Bublé.
Start bringing tea again.
Yep. one other thing. Don't let me forget when I leave here. Yes. I have to bring Chick-fil-A home for Nana and I, because Jen's golfing tonight. So.
Oh, it's the what is
women's
it?
League.
What do they call it? Something. The Swingers League or something like that.
Yeah.
It's something weird. Anyway.
Something fun. She enjoyed
it. Beautiful night for it.
Yeah. And it's got her to like to play golf. Even when she's playing with me and the boys, she still likes golf.
Yeah.
Which is quite fun. Speaking of golf, you have something.
No,
you
I was going to say, because
okay, go.
We were wrapping up the NFL talk,
yes,
if you will.
Yeah.
And you kind of touched on it earlier. This is the same mindset to put the two things together with Randy. I'm a Sec Taylor guy.
Yes.
When I say, hey, we're going to the game, I say we're going to Sec Taylor.
Right.
And I know it's Principal Park. It's Sec Taylor Field at Principal Park. Now we've got Heinz Field is no longer Heinz Field. It's been 20 years.
Yep, say it.
It's Acrisure.
Acrisure,
it's the multi-billion dollar
financial company.
They're an insurance broker. Yeah. They're top 10 in the world. I mean, they've got the money.
It'd be like having here a field name Holmes Murphy.
Right.
Same kind of thing.
Right. What if Wells Fargo Arena wasn't Wells Fargo Arena and it was Northwest?
Northwest. Yeah. Northwest Arena. Bank. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
There you go. But there's those certain ones. I mean, you know, Lambeau Field, Soldier Field, Heinz Field. I mean, it's been 20 years.
Ben Roethlisberger's not happy.
I saw his little tweet.
I kind of think that the Pittsburgh Steelers would go, thanks, Ben, and yeah, it's okay.
But but think about it. It was Heinz Field for 20 years. Acrisure signed a 15-year deal. But then again, as a Miami fan, I remember Landshark Stadium.
Right.
I remember, obviously, it's still Hard Rock. Joe Robbie.
I didn't like the Joe Robbie part either, but hey, whatever.
Well, Orange Bowl.
Yeah, that's what it was for
DHL.
The most of the time when I was growing up, Bob Greasy and all that was they played in the Orange Bowl.
Right. Well, so for me to go and say, gee, I'm really on an old name. It's Joe Robbie was the name forever for me, but it was. You look around. I mean. It was the Superdome. Now it's the Mercedes Superdome.
Right. You have no Ben Roethlisberger. Now it's not Heinz Field. Oh. You know, man, what's going on?
What are they going to do next? Change the colors?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Don't go in a throwback uniform and wear like orange and purple or something. The people will just go over the edge.
So obviously with your tone, it doesn't bother you. The whole... The legacy and time and it's hey, they wrote the check, they're worthy to put their name on the building, right?
Exactly. And that's it was a big check too. Yeah. So that's kind of what you're looking at. Here, this is something funny and we're kind of do a little potpourri here.
Before the Daniel segment? Wow.
Yeah, Daniel Snyder. Daniel Snyder offered to testify okayed, but only on subpoenaed stuff. Every day something like that's in the news is one less thing that Deshaun Watson worries about.
Because he just goes, oh.
I sat down and yeah, and you have owners that have not, and it looks bad. And what he's accused of is much worse. Yeah. So I don't know what they're going to do. I really don't, and I don't. The only thing that Roger Goodell can do to the NFL is screw it up, because it's made to not be screw upable.
Oh yeah, it's a monster. It's a beast.
It's the biggest bet thing. Yes. It's fun to watch. They control TV from 10 o'clock. Actually, if you go on ESPN. They control TV on Sundays from 8 o'clock in the morning until midnight, and then they get Monday night, and then they get Thursday night. Now they're going to have Tuesday nights, and God only knows what other nights.
That's another subject to get to. Is I have been a loyal, and my wife and I got. I shouldn't say that. We don't get into it. We have discussions on. The DirecTV.
See, he's not going to say that, Bridge, because you win. If he says it's an argument and you
win.
No,
it's never an argument. It's just, it's do we really need this DirecTV thing? But it's the only way that I can get all the football games. And trust me, we've got three TVs set up. We're watching. It is.
So do you still have DirecTV like hotwired into your house?
I have one dish out back that goes to the main, I guess, motherboard, if you will. And then I have the little minis all over.
Yeah.
So it's only one line coming in.
Because I just have... DirecTV, I have one little box, and then it's all
right. It's
we
all streaming.
Sign into it.
We all sign into the app or whatever. Yep. So with that being said, they say there will be a streaming platform is what the NFL is making a deal with by this fall.
Yeah,
I mean, it won't be until next year when it is. But it's whether it's going to be Amazon, whether it's going to be Hulu, or whoever it's going to get, whoever gets that, I would be very concerned if I was DirecTV.
I've always wondered this about you. Does it matter who's announcing a football game? Do you care?
I actually, I'm not a Joe Buck and
Troy
Aikman. You know.
Favorite announcer that you've listened to a game?
Tony Romo.
I heard him on, Maggie and Perloff had him on today. Man, he is good.
I mean, seriously, you sit there and he's like, oh, well, they're lined up. They're going to do a double slot this and oh, watch out for, he's leaning on his left knee. Boom. And it's like a golfer going, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a hooded five over here. It's going to come around that tree and land and take two bounces. And he actually does what he's saying he's going to do. It's that he's thinking at the same speed of the game. And it's amazing.
I love Terry Bradshaw when when he was doing color. I mean, and maybe he did both, but he was really, really good as well.
We were watching movies in the camper, and it was The Replacements with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Pat Summerall and John Madden were the announcers in that movie. And Pat Summerall's great.
He was, and to put up with John, was not easy,
right?
Especially because Pat Summerall was a good football player.
Yeah,
I mean John Madden was a great coach too. I mean you get it, but his boom 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 boom,
and it comes up and boom boom to Acton. But what? So I mean, who's your guy?
I'm not a Chris Collinsworth guy.
I don't mind him.
I'm not. I like Tony Romo as well. Sometimes I like less is more.
Yep. Not a fan of Brian Greasy. Never been
ESPN has never found that niche of who they can have.
Who's the gal married to Rich Eisen?
It'll hit me here in a sec.
My phone will go bling here in a minute. Yep. But she's good.
Yep. Wow, that's gonna really make me mad. Susie Culver.
There you go.
Wow. How come I can't do this with stuff that actually means something out in the world instead of just sports?
Like tax law. Yeah.
it's Rich Eisen's wife's name. Here's what I
when's your anniversary, Eric?
February
Good job.
25th.
There you go.
1989-ish. I don't pregame shows. I'm still kind of a Fox guy.
I
like that.
Howie.
Yep. Howie, yeah. Terry. Howie Long has always been, I'm a huge fan of Howie Long's. Kurt Menefee, just putting up with all those guys. I don't know how big a Jimmy Johnson fan I am, but he still knows a lot.
Jay Glazer.
Jay Glazer's the best. Jay Glazer, yep. Everything about Jay Glazer is the best.
I know. Read his book. Yep. Read his book.
It is an amazing book. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Scott and I got a little bit more potpourri when we come back.
Sign up on sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in. Last segment on this Tuesday. Once again, just bonk your head on there.
No, my chair creaked. I'm just thinking, just put a mint in and I have a massive microphone by it. That's not a good combination.
You are listening to Steen on Sports. It's 101.3 FM, 1700. That's easy for me to say. 1700 The Champ, AM Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Twitter is at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower, _13. Glad to have you in today. You'll be in again on Thursday.
Yep.
And then we're off on Friday. I'm off on Friday. You're already off on Friday. Mm-hmm. Facebook's at 1700 Champ, website 1700champ.com. I still have having problems with my audio boom, so I'm trying to figure that out. So I need to do that when I get home tonight. I just haven't done it yet. The Twins play the Brewers tonight. It's that American League, National League, one game in between series games that's going on right now. And then you jump into Twins White Sox for 4:00. at home, huge series. They're up 5.5 on them and 3.5 on the Cleveland Guardians as we speak. Just want to thank Heritage Building Maintenance, DMOS, Woodman Controls, iCubs, Northwest Bank, and Palmer Group for being a part of the program. We couldn't do it without them. I'll talk a little. Scotty just gave me his picks for the Open Championship, and I'll do mine tomorrow as well, and then we'll see how that goes. Okay, so you have a couple of things, so let's knock those out here.
Oh, I just it came across. I think it was Channel 8. They kind of did a retro story, but it's been 30 years since the Des Moines Grand Prix.
Watched it from my office. I worked downtown.
Really?
Yeah. We worked for Allied, but we were stationed across the street in what now is 611 Fifth, remodeled 611 Fifth, which is really cool. So the Central Life Building. We were in the Central Life Building.
Gotcha.
Yes, it was quite fun at 21 years old.
I was going to say, I was, you had to be older than 21.
Was I older than 91.
They said 91, 90.
Yep, I was 26.
Okay, I was going to say, because I was 21 at Iowa State.
Okay, yeah, so I was 26.
But no, I remember seeing it.
I was doing stuff that I was doing when I was 21, when I was 26, no.
So you were there, that's
yes,
cool.
Yes, we watched it from, Well, I take that back. I don't know if they actually let us watch the race that day there, but we watched all the time trials and all that stuff over the weekend. So it was awesome. Loved it. It's just there was absolutely no way for the city of Des Moines to make money.
Right.
And I mean, it was at that.
It's interesting. The story is it was to make an impression on the rest of the world, if you will, of what Des Moines can be. This.
Exactly.
Any look and from the fashion to the just downtown looks so much different.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously with it, but it will go to over on Grant. What was it, west of 63rd? We'll go to Maxie's restaurant. Everyone's
right,
and they've still got some of the Grand Prix.
Yes,
the posters that's up when you go toward food. go down towards the bathroom. But it's. I wish I would have known more about it because to see that was a heck of a
deal. And all the different cars and all the different things. It was funny. A Maxi Burger, man. I miss a Maxi Burger. that was my mom and dad's hangout place. They really liked going there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
So no, it was just to see that story. It was to think back, I was 21 years old up in Ames, having something that close, that cool going on, and we were in our own little world, but you were down here doing it. So
yes,
it was
cool. It was
that's
fun.
A neat deal.
What was the other one you had?
Thursday when I leave here Thursday, because we have the camper out in Adel.
So it's already out there.
It's already out there because this is.
Is it at the campgrounds or is that
it's
the
at
fairgrounds?
The fairgrounds.
Okay.
Because it's the Dallas County Fair has begun. Okay. Well, I take that back. It starts.
Is there still a brewery out in Adel? Wasn't that like the first?
The first brewery was the Depot.
Yeah, okay.
That was a long time.
That was a long time ago.
Wow. But no, there's a place called Brickyard. They got good little sliders and pizza. But anyway, so campers out there, the Dallas County Fair starts on Wednesday. Thursday night, 7 o'clock, they're having a rodeo.
There you go.
Friday night is the one that we're all pumped up about, is gates open at 6, concerts at 7. It's Tracy Byrd.
Ooh.
Country act. He's known for the Watermelon Crawl or whatever. That's going to be a good time. Saturday night, 6 o'clock, figure eight races. We just went there last weekend.
If you've never been, I've been to the ones in Indianola. I haven't been to the ones out there, but
I've been to the ones
so
in
much fun.
Carroll County. I've been to the ones in Jefferson, Harlan.
It's awesome.
It is awesome. But so that's Saturday night, 6 o'clock, and then Sunday night, actually, at 5. This is a slice of Americana. It's a demo derby.
Oh, there you go.
Good old-fashioned demolition derby. So it's we're looking forward to having a lot of fun. My wife actually took Monday off. I'm thinking that was pretty genius. I might just see what happens. Maybe I'll move a couple meetings Monday morning.
that is possible.
Oh,
right?
And Saturday night, just I don't know if you recognize this name. So the figure eight races are at 6. Directly afterwards, right outside of the track at the Dallas County Fairgrounds, they're setting a stage up. Toaster is going to play. It's
really?
A free concert. I know it's different than your Tracy Byrd, but I mean that's going to be a good time.
In the break, we also a lot of things that are kind of popping up. I think ESPN is going to be a player in helping the Big 12 land what they want to land, because I think it's going to be kind of a little bit of a trade.
Right. You're talking about the money.
Texas and Oklahoma, let them out, right, not have them have to pay what their leaving fee is, to be able to open up to show what kind of money. But not because ESPN is going to get TV rights from a bunch of people right now. TV rights for the Big 12 look to be headed in the direction of CBS and Paramount.
Right.
CBS, a huge SEC kind of thing, and sprinkle in some Big Ten in there every once in a while as well. You're not going to get either one of those, so you have to have a viable product. And
Paramount would be a good streaming service.
Right? I agree. So, and what they said is that the Big 12, once again, what it's looking like right now for the Big 12, if they got their perfect world, they'd get Arizona, Arizona State, and Utah. Let the West Coast be the West Coast for a while, mm-hmm, see where they want to go. I still think it's hard to only take three. I wish they'd take Colorado.
I think they're going to Colorado, but they're just a sitting duck.
But I do think that they still have some ill will towards Colorado as well. And if I had to choose between Colorado and Memphis, I'm not so sure I wouldn't take Memphis.
I'd probably take Memphis.
I love going to Colorado as well. But when we went to the bowl game down in Memphis, man, we had a blast. And this must be something to do with just the way they are, because you get this really weird vibe about wrestlers, right? Professional wrestlers. Your Hulk Hogan's and stuff.
Yeah.
Jerry Lawler might be the nicest human being I've ever met, seen, and listened to. He changed
a little bit after his heart attack, didn't he?
He did. He was ran out. He had semi trucks coming from all over the country bringing Busch Light down to Memphis, because we drank them out of Busch Light the first night we were there. Mm-hmm. I mean, not him, everybody, right, exactly, in Memphis. But it was really cool, because you had stuff like that you could do. I can see why the Grizzlies, the minute the Memphis Grizzlies got Ja Morant and got good, you could tell that it was going to be electric, because it's right there. I mean, it's right on Blues Street, and
right,
it's a ton of fun. They had the Martin Luther King Museum. Amazing. It was one of the best museums I've gone through, just on explanation and doing all that. We had a blast. It was just a ton of fun. Speaking of all kinds of places that you can eat.
I have to say this, speaking of Busch Light, cracks me up how things have changed and evolved. Because obviously there would be Miller High Life in my beer fridge, right?
Yes.
There would be Busch Light in my beer fridge.
Yes.
There happened to be some Bud Light in my beer fridge. We were out at the campground all weekend. There may or may not have been some of our children at the house. Everything was gone. They didn't touch the Bud Light. I'm like, what in the, come on.
No Bud Light at all.
No, they didn't touch it. It was still there. So I had to have a Bud Light last night. I'm like, ugh.
I'm not a big Bud Light guy.
I went through my Bud Heavy stage. That was 20 pounds in 3 weeks. Woohoo.
Oof. Yeah. That is not good, bud. So tomorrow, B Styles is coming on tomorrow.
Oh, man.
David Eicholt's coming. I'm hoping David Eicholt, we're trying to nail down a time, trying to get Matty Nelson in, but he is out in the fields. And because I see pictures of it all the time.
Tweeting, how much rain did you get? There's a corn borer over here. There's a bit. He is very active in his job.
Trying to get Tim Murray. He's seeing if he's got some open time tomorrow from Circa to come on tomorrow.
So when I'm not here, you fill your plate.
Yeah, because I enjoy bantering with you.
Okay.
I don't.
All right.
I banter with myself on Mondays. it's as an only child could do. I get enough of that.
The other day it was, hey, you didn't even get to talk during that interview. I said it was pre-recorded.
Yes.
Good seeing you, brother.
Good seeing you, too. You've been listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Enjoy the Twins Brewer game. Check us out on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Drive safely.